Gois. Yeah. My name is Paola Gois, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Global Campaign, which has supported this process from its inception. We cannot but express our indignation and deep concern in light of what is happening in this room. We spoke vehemently when we saw the chair try to impose a proposal on the rest of the member states through his proposal for the intersessional period. And now again, the chairperson has tried to convince everyone that extending the scope to all businesses does not imply any alteration to the resolution. We welcome those states who pointed that out and rejected this. The vast majority of states do know how to read and interpret the text and understood that the mandate in Resolution 26-9 is clear, and that trying to impose specific measures on TNCs and extending those to other businesses would actually be in violation of Resolution 26-9. Countries such as South Africa and Bolivia have already said that there are multiple ways in which we can revitalize this process. There is a lack of resources. In fact, that's mentioned in resolution paragraph 7. We have lost an entire year of negotiations since the 8th session, and that was valuable time that was lost. The chairmanship was not even able to be clear about how the session would be structured or what the purpose of the session would be. So we've lost a session, and we've seen another attempt of the chairperson trying to impose his reading on the process, even though an entire region was left out of the consultations for this latest draft. And now, when we could spend the next year focusing on trying to get the necessary consensus for the draft, we're going to, in fact, have to continue squabbling about the terms of reference of the resolution. The chairman rapporteur has said that there's lack of consensus about important aspects of this treaty, such as the scope. We believe that given that the Africa Group represents over 50 countries and they are all united in their views against expanding the scope foreseen by Resolution 26-9. The rapporteur is trying to seek consensus. Well, all we can say from is that we weren't got opportunity for reaching that consensus. You don't play with Resolution 26-9. It is not ours. It was the result of the fights of millions of peoples affected by the violations committed by TNCs. We're here not to say name, but to speak on behalf of those workers who were killed when they were trying to achieve better working conditions. Also on behalf of the children who are dying in Ecuador, dying of cancer in your country, Chairman, the oil spills of Chevron. We are here for the workers killed in Rana Plaza and the millions of people currently in prison in Gaza and who are being subjected to a genocide directly instigated and aided by transnational corporations. Thank you.